you go, Zadie. To Meal Mart for Kugel and Chicken?
Oh, would Mama have loved a takeout food place. No, we went to the Schlachthaus to pick out a real live chicken for Shabbos.
But how can you eat a live chicken?
Of course you can. There was a Sheikhet, Rabbi Voloshkin, waiting to shecht each chicken.
Oh, Zadie, you must have been very brave to watch him do it.
Oh, I sure was. Fearless Hashi, they called me.
Here, Rabbi, could you take care of this chicken for me? It's getting late.
I wonder, for you, Mrs. Himmelstein, I'll do it right away.
Mama, can I, wait outside? He doesn't. I'm a little nauseous.
Oi, my brave Heshy. Nothing fazes him. He looks danger right in the eye. Hatala, take a drink of water on the way out. You look a little green.
Yes, Mama.
What else did you get for Shabbos, Zadie?
Oh, we got lots of seltzer.
Lots of seltzer?
Yeah, we certainly did. We would spritz ourselves a big glass full of seltzer, and we were like Mama would say, in seventh heaven.
You spritzed seltzer?
Naturally. It came in big glass bottles with a spritzer on top. It was the original water gun. Unfortunately, my brother Manny didn't always look where he was aiming it. He once hit one of our Shabbos guests right in the face.
Manny! I never really felt it in my life.
Sorry,
I right in the face he got me. I've never been so mad.
I'm sorry.
So humiliated in my entire life.
I said I was, I'm sorry.
I could see it now. The old seltzer truck would come Friday at noontime. Their painted letters on the side read Sydney Supernatural Sparkling Seltzer Water.
Mrs. Hammerstein, are you home? It's me, Sydney the Sparkling Seltzer Man.
And where would I be on a Friday afternoon? On a trip to Alcapulco? Of course I'm home. You can bring up the new case of filled seltzer bottles.
Okay, Mr. Hammerstein. But please, get the case of empty bottles ready for me to take down.
But Zadie, didn't your mama ever buy some Pepsi or 7-Up for Shabbos?
No, we drank only seltzer. And it's a good thing we did.
Why, Zadie?
Because, believe it or not, seltzer helped our whole family keep Shabbos.
Keep Shabbos? How? How's that possible?
Well, it's a long story. One evening, we kids came home from school and found Mama and Papa sitting around the table looking very unhappy.
Hi, Hyman. What will we do? This is the third job you lost this month.
I know, Zelda, but I'm sure something else will turn up soon with the Rabbeinu Shalalem's help.
Mama! Papa! What's wrong?
Papa just got fired from his job at the hat factory because he won't work on Shabbos. I don't know what we'll do for money to pay our bills.
Zelda, please, there's no need to tell the children.
Papa, why did you tell your boss that you don't work on Shabbos? Why didn't you say that your tie got caught in the door of the trolley and you had to run alongside it for 2 days till it opened up?
Well, I don't really think I want to say something.
Yeah, or you could have told him that your suspender snapped in half on the way to work and you had to run back home for a new pair. And by that time, the day was over.
Papa, why you don't take? You have a tummy cake.
No, children. I never like to tell a lie, even when it's the truth.